So to begin, I want to talk about public expectations. For me, this consists of you thinking of yourselves as scholar. Most of the work you did as graduate students involved being a student in a class. You have very specific seminar expectations or specific classroom expectations. You had one person evaluating your work. You had clear guidelines for what the scope of that course was. And you had assignments that were specifically geared toward the curriculum of that course. When you were working on capstone projects, thesis projects, dissertations, you are writing public scholarship that's going to be read potentially by any other scholars, could be cited by any other scholars, could be the basis for grant projects or further published research that you do in that area. So one of the things to watch out for is your style of response in these kinds of projects. Students sometimes sound a little bit more hesitant in some ways and take for granted things in some ways. So for example, if you know the particular theoretical assumptions, you've had several classes with a professor, you might go ahead and start assuming that I can begin with this. I can assume that my professor is going to know this is the best methodology. I'm going to assume that this professor prefers this theoretical model. I'm going to assume that these are the texts this professor highlights as the most important texts. When you're writing public documents like thesis projects, you can't assume any of those things. It's not that your professor's wrong. It's that you haven't already done the work your professor did to make those claims initially. This can be particularly tricky if you're working closely with an advisor whose own assumptions mirror your own in lots of ways. Your other readers on the committee may not even share those same assumptions. So thinking about that project in part is you saying, okay, I'm a scholar who's engaging similar questions even as my advisor, but I also have to do that supporting work to show I know what the field is saying, and these are my reasons for taking the stances that I happen to be taking in this particular project. What are the specific journals? Not that you have to be focusing on a particular journal thesis project, but how are the journals talking about this? Because you are, again, you're not writing to a single teacher in a class, you're writing to a broader field. So how does your work engage that larger question in the field?